My name is Janet Stewart. I am an affiliate representative for KFAI Fresh Air Radio in the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis. As each of you are likely aware, this is our first meeting for 2015. A proposed meeting agenda has been distributed, for which we will speak about soon. And at this juncture, I'm taking a temporary leadership position in bringing the meeting to order. And so I'd like, for the purpose of the stream, for you to please introduce yourself. And if I've not already noted your name for the purpose of the minutes, I will do so during this process. Teresa Allen, are you here? No, not yet. Nancy Sayabara Naratomi, are you here?
Present.
John Crumshaw?
Present.
Ursula Rutenberg?
I'm here.
Campbell Johnson?
Present.
And Sandra Hoffman, excuse me?
I'm here.
And are there others who have just joined? Any other present? Well, then, hearing none, I'd like to ask if you've had an opportunity, if you have access to email. I have presented a proposed meeting agenda. First item being a call to order. The second item, approving a proposed agenda. The third item, director's report. The fourth item, set regular meeting schedule. The fifth item, notice to elect, I say election of committee officers, and that actually should say a note to notice.
Teresa here.
Thank you, Teresa. Election of committee officers, then agenda item, sorry, action item, and then the last item would be adjournment. So we have concluded our call to order. Are there others who have not identified themselves who are on this call?
Teresa Allen is on the call.
Thank you, Teresa. Anyone else? Okay, then. Is there a motion to approve the proposed meeting agenda?
So moved.
So moved by Ursula?
Chandra.
Thank you, Chandra. In committee structure, we don't need a second.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll accept the agenda as presented. And I will, following this meeting, have Otis posted on the website. So then the next agenda item is the director's report. Ursula, would you like to begin, please?
Okay. Hold on just a minute. Let me take myself off the speaker. Okay. So this is an abridged version. A very similar report was given to the Pacifica National Board at the meeting. The affiliates program has collected to date $199,000 for the fiscal year 2015, or during the fiscal year 2015. And the breakdown of this is dues that, or fees that were collected that were in arrears from last year, from the last fiscal year, amounted to $24,864. Affiliate fees collected that are for this year to date are $168,503. It's actually a little bit higher than that because Chris told me that WJFF paid today, so it's probably about $170,000 right now. And we are entering into the last quarter, July 1st, and so our last round of billing will begin on July 1st. And we are estimating, Chris is estimating that we'll total at $212,000. I'm hoping for 215, but it's going to be somewhere. I'm going to estimate optimistically at $215,000 for the year. There were some donations made to the affiliate program this year, which totaled $5,300. And there was some income made from the Internet service package that Otis developed, which has amounted to date to $350. And so the total income to during FY15 has been $199,018.07, actually. So, we're thinking about we're thinking around $250,000, and as always, anywhere from 50% to 70% of that goes directly to Pacifica National for operational expenses for the network that may or may not be related to the affiliate program. Currently, the network is increasing its membership at a rate of approximately 3 new affiliates per month. There's been a lot of affiliates joined since we last met. I would say 20 or more. And the steady increase is due to the ongoing marketing and outreach efforts of our program. But it's also due to the fact that there's a new and vital generation of community radio stations that is currently being built in real time. And a certain percentage of those are interested in affiliating with Pacifica. And this new wave of community radio stations is due to a filing opportunity that was granted by the FCC for low power frequencies a little while back, and now we're seeing the results of that. Since LPFMs operate with 100 watts or less, they serve very, very specific local communities. I was at an NFCB conference this last weekend and met a bunch of folks from Minneapolis neighborhoods who are extremely specific. One of them is entirely Somali radio station, and I think Janice works with them to help them out. And this recent LPFM filing was unique. It's very unique and very historic in that LPFMs were finally granted permits in urban areas, which I don't know if any of you remember, but the National Association of Broadcasters and NPR had ganged up to prevent that for many years. Many of our new affiliates are in metropolitan areas like Las Vegas, New Orleans, Detroit, Milwaukee, and Chicago is actually in the process of affiliating. Very exciting. Chicago has been frustrated for more than 50 years about the fact that there's been no opportunity to have community radio, and finally, because there's a low-power window, they do have a community radio station now, and they're in the process of affiliating with us.
So could you tell us what those call letters might be in Chicago?
I don't think they have call letters yet. I think.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's a good question. You know what? Hold on. I can't tell you that. I'll look it up. Actually, I probably can tell you that.
That's okay.
Let me take a look. I'll look it up and tell you after the report.
Okay, thank you.
As always, the addition of affiliates mean more enterprising and supportive people in our network, and I just cannot stress that enough. It's just incredible. You know, every new wave of community radio people come in are like more spectacular than the last and doing just really amazing things. I mean, you know, one of them is in Sierra Leone right now doing Ebola work. I mean, it's just amazing what's going on. And these additions to our brain trust increase the value of what is already a phenomenal talent pool in Pacifica Network of affiliates and sister stations. I really feel like that I'm working with the best people in America, and I really mean that. Just a quick example, in the aftermath of the Memorial Day weekend flooding that devastated parts of Texas along the Blanco River, there was a need for transmission of reliable information, and our local internet affiliate, Wimberley Valley Radio, and Teresa knows her well. She stayed with her during the grassroots radio conference. They shared a room. These folks, they were gearing up to build a low power, and they planned to go on the air next year, but because of the flooding, they applied for a temporary emergency permit from the FCC and went on the air immediately, and basically had a premature birth. It was quite something, and they're broadcasting 24/7 to help people deal with the floods. and that's the kind of folks we're dealing with here. So the affiliate program Wimberley, Texas, yeah. National Disaster Area. So the affiliate program is a 12-year success story. It's Pacifica made numerous attempts to build affiliates programs since the 1970, and it was not until 2003 when we laid the foundations for this program, which was the work of many people, not just me, that the dream of a stable network, affiliate network, came to fruition. So today it's a significant asset, which brings in income. However, in my professional opinion, Pacifica Foundation is really approaching, or it is not even approaching, it is at a crossroads with the affiliate program. Planning for sustainable change for the program is an imperative that cannot be postponed anymore. So if we really do intend to keep this network of, you know, almost 200 affiliates, there are at least three pressing areas of concern that I really feel that I need to convey to you as the affiliates task force. Is my professional responsibility. One is in the area of relevance. Pacifica no longer enjoys the role of primary content provider on this continent. In a changing media environment, there are many alternative sources for radio content, and most of them are free, quite frankly. Furthermore, while in early times Pacifica served as the community radio thought leader, continuous bad press and public internet-based management and governance fights have stripped our organization of this status for the time being. Because of Pacifica's traditional importance in this area, this fact is not taken lightly by anybody in or out of Pacifica, and this fact is creating instability in the American community radio world, something that's very concerning. And as somebody who is, you know, at an affiliate station, I cannot say to you how real that is. It's a very real situation. Pacifica is very important. The second pressure that's really bearing down on the affiliate program is the issue of succession. The affiliate program has operated for 12 years, essentially as an adjunct to the national office, with no codified protocols, financial transparency, budgets, or clear chain of command. And it's essentially operated like a pilot project. And in reality, the programs have become much bigger. The needs of the program are much bigger than that, much more complex, and too unique for this structure. So without an empowered management structure, the program is plagued by administrative instability. And, you know, for instance, I have one contract which I cannot resolve now for almost half a year because I just can't get access to the information that I need to resolve it, often not being able to respond to clients in businesslike and professional manner. With no real financial investment, the program operates on a shoestring, not even paying for its own office expenses, and blatantly and essentially not really paying for the not really investing in manpower. I don't know how else to say it nicely. Furthermore, without the above needs to the organizational structure and office business efficiency in place, the program is overly reliant on one person, myself, as the essential creator of the program, and we need to start planning now for a program that will thrive beyond me and protect us from unexpected disaster and provide survival with strong leadership in times of change. And the third area of pressure is financial sustainability. Our annual income from affiliate fees has dropped 16% since 2009, when the affiliate's fees grossed $257,000. This decrease is likely to escalate due primarily to economic stress in community radio. Attrition in the affiliate network is due primarily to the radio stations requesting lower fees or not being able to pay any fees, or from stations simply closing. We've lost affiliates. Traditional models for listener-sponsored fund drives are no longer sustaining community radio stations all over the country, and to make matters worse, new CPB regulations are removing funding from many of our affiliates and making it impossible for new stations to access public funds, and a lot of affiliates have used their CPB money to pay for their affiliation with us. And so then they find themselves...
Can you repeat that? I didn't understand that. Can you repeat that?
Many what?
Many affiliates use CPB funding to pay for their affiliation with Pacifica. So as they lose their funding, they're torn between their loyalty to, you know, the network and the fact that they, you know, don't have the funds to do it anymore or, you know, need to take it away from their own station. And there's no nationally coordinated effort to provide a real financial safety net for, you know, genuine grassroots community radio stations. So it is a serious moment for the program, and I felt that I needed to be honest with the task force to, you know, as a person who is asked to manage this program, I think you need to know the good and the bad. And that's my report. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ursula. I've been taking
I forgot to mention this, but we did meet on Friday about the joint underwriting program, and that seems to still be inconclusive. So,
I'm sorry. When you say we, could you identify the we for those who may be on?
I'm talking in the royal we. I met with the PNB. Sorry.
Okay.
Vague statement. I guess I was thinking myself and John Prophet because we kind of proposed it together. I guess that's what I meant.
Okay.
You meant Thursday night.
I'm sorry. Could you hold
Thursday
on
night.
A second?
Yeah.
I'll get to you in a moment, Adriana. I'm trying to take minutes and serve as a temporary chairperson for this committee. So I'm sorry.
Okay.
The meeting was this past Friday.
It was Thursday, sorry.
It
was Thursday.
That's what I wanted to make sure I had the correct information.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
That's my report. Thank you.
Before I allow questions, I just want to stop for a second. I've heard seemingly others have joined the call, and I'd like to make sure that I have your names for the minute. Adriana. Thank you, Adriana. Are there others who joined the call?
Thank you.
Adriana, and is someone else speaking? No?
This is Teresa. I thought more than one person came on, so maybe somebody left. Who is on the call?
I have Janice, Teresa, Nancy, John, Ursula, Ursula, Campbell, Sandra, and Adriana.
Okay.
If I've not called your name, could you please identify yourself now?
And I'm sorry, Janice. Who is the Nancy?
Nancy.
This is Antina. I joined the call. Hello?
Who's that speaking?
This is Nancy from KPFT.
Yes, but someone else, I heard a different voice.
Yeah, this is Antine from KPFK.
Antine.
Martinez?
Antine.
Antine. I'm sorry, I'm typing and trying to listen. Could you say that more clearly and slowly?
Yeah, sure. Ankine, Antine.
Thank you. So your last name?
Agassian, A-G-H-A-S-S-I-A-N.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
So are there questions from the director's report that we can entertain at this time?
Campbell Johnson.
Yes, Campbell.
Okay, can we get a copy of that report and also a listing of the affiliates task force that you've acquired or put together here?
Campbell, I absolutely. I'll post the copy of the report to the listserv.
Okay.
And
as a part
the listing.
Campbell, please give her a chance to talk.
What is the listing? I'm sorry, what is that?
A listing of the affiliates task force. It changes from, you know, year to year, of course.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, and the stations that the persons are representing.
Yeah. I don't have that, Campbell.
I believe that would be the secretary.
Yeah,
our
acting secretary has put that together.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll make a note that you're asking for a list of the current affiliate task force members from the PNB secretary.
Right. And
okay.
last point on this, I understand that there was a meeting or some issues were brought up to the PNB at its last meeting Thursday, and I was wondering if we could be provided with, I guess that was an open session, or was that enclosed?
It's an open session, open, and so you can go to the Pacifica website and listen to it at your leisure.
Okay, because there may be, well, I don't know if there'd be anybody who wouldn't be able to access it on the Pacifica website, but, you know, if that's the case, whatever portions pertain to the Affiliates Task Force, I think, would be interested, if that's interesting, in terms of the minutes. And I guess we can wait for the approved minutes. Will we be meeting again before the minutes are approved from the last PMB meeting?
That's not quite clear yet, Campbell.
Okay.
The next agenda item, if you'd let me finish, please.
Sure.
The next agenda item is setting a regular meeting schedule, and the turnaround for minutes by the secretary has not been directly established. So I'll just remind all of those who are on the call that the ability to listen to the meeting as it was streamed live is available to anyone who has access to a computer. That is the only technical capability that's necessary to listen to the most recent meeting that happened on Thursday. And I think the date for that was June the 25th. Not I think, it was June 25th.
Okay. Now, I'm familiar with that. I don't know if we may have a new member or something who may not be familiar with the process of accessing that, if some shorthand, you know, instruction might be shared with the body. That would be a helpful thing for,
okay,
you know, anyone who's a new member or not familiar with the process.
Adriana?
Okay. Just a minute, Adriana. I will put that information in the body of the minutes that I'm taking now.
Terrific.
Is that it, Campbell, before
I move
on
to Adriana?
That's
it. I'm done. Stick me with a fork.
Okay. Yes, Adriana. Adriana, do you have questions of the for the director to respond to?
No. What I want to tell the members that was June 25th, the PMB open meeting, and the audio is there. And I think that everybody can listen to the audio and see what the questions were and how, how the PMB went through that. That is only, that meeting was only to talk about the affiliates, right?
Yes.
We don't need to wait, for the minutes. That's what I'm saying. And then I believe that the Pacifica Network website had the list of the affiliates. I hope that it's updated, but, I know that there you have the list.
Okay, so I'll include in the minutes, just for sake of redundancy, the Pacifica Foundation website and the specific link to where the audio from that meeting exists. Are there other questions arising from the director's report?
Janice, can I just say that since there are people that are possibly listening to this that are not necessarily going to get the minutes, that the website is kpftx.org. That's where the minutes are, or the recording is.
Thank you so much. That was very helpful. I had not considered that. Okay, and then the next question for the
This is Teresa. I wanted to say something.
Please.
I would hope that members of the affiliate task force would start making a list of what services they think that we can provide to our affiliates. We already have national programming. We don't do much national programming. We have our items on the satellite. We have Democracy Now. We have our audio port. And the national board is asking how the affiliates can raise money. So I think that the affiliate task force members are encouraged to make a list of how they think the affiliate task force can raise money. Because I think that if we have affiliates that are financially struggling and they can pay less, maybe if we can provide some additional services to them, it would be worth their while to find the money to subscribe as affiliates. We have to remember that they are clients.
Okay, thank you.
So if we need to have Pacifica Girl Scout cookies, then maybe we need to do that.
Okay, thanks, Teresa. I'll make a note of your example.
Thank
any
you.
Other
put
questions?
Me down for two dozen.
I think that was you, John.
No, that was Campbell.
Okay, Campbell, great. Then I'll put John on the spot and tell him to order two boxes, too. Any other questions?
Yes,
Ursula?
Point of information.
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes, Nancy.
This meeting tonight, it will be archived?
Yes.
Okay, good, on KPFDXR. And my second question is, I'm really interested in affiliate programs that we might be able to broadcast on our stations.
Okay.
So do they ever do that? Do they ever make a list? Oh, these are great programs. Check them out. Or
Ursula, could you respond to that, please?
Yeah, well, they're on the website for the affiliate network is pacificanetwork.org. And if you haven't checked out the website, you really should check it out. I would recommend it to everybody because the website has really come to life. Diane Reinhart and Matt Hurley have been really spending a lot of time covering the network. And so at least once, if not twice a week, we post a new story about things that are happening in the affiliate network. And it's always very, very interesting. I mean, they're stories that are really worth reading. So check out the website once in a while. It's quite beautiful. The other thing is that I'm sorry, I distracted myself. You asked me
about the program content that might be shared.
Yes. If you look on the website, I think it's under programming. There is a directory of the programs that are regularly syndicated, and it kind of depends what you're looking for. But yes, there's a lot of wonderful programs coming out of affiliate stations, very, very fine programs, and constantly more of them. And I certainly am willing to, help anybody find what they want, too. You're from KPFT, right?
Yes.
John here.
Yeah. So, hold on a second. Let me take a look and see if I can tell you exactly where to find the directory.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, I'll call on John and actually Ursula, since I have to make a couple of other notes within the minutes, I could also look for that after we're finished.
Okay.
Yes, on those Pacifica cookies, I'd like to know if we make mock turtle cookies. Might be appropriate.
Thanks.
John,
do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I have a question about the fine program that you did, Janice, that I listened to and that Heather does. And I think that those are two exemplary programs. Is there any way that we could work with program directors to ask them to put on the best of the affiliates and have an hour for that?
Oh, okay. I'll put those in the notes. And
I would like to say something to that, Alan.
Okay.
And don't forget the Sprouts program.
Yeah, Sprouts.
Yes.
Oh, yes, right. That's...
That is what they in many ways, that is what Sprouts is. It's, you know, if somebody at an affiliate has a great idea and they want to interview someone, they can apply to do a Sprouts program, and it's aired. But I think you need to talk to your program director to suggest that the program director, you know, that she, you know, take it, you know. I personally like David Pakman's show, and, you know, we all might have preferences. Just keep feeding those ideas to our program directors. But I think many of our sister stations are very, very, very concerned about their own local programming and don't want to take anything from anyone else unless it's really, really good, like alternative radio. I was just at KABU and talking to them, and they have just a fine, tight schedule.
Great. Thank you. Ursula, any comments necessary to John's observations and questions?
I'm sorry. What was it? The observation or question?
The observation was the possible availability of affiliate stations' programming content for airing on network stations. And
yeah,
it was noted that Sprouts is one example of how affiliate and network stations have been doing that for some time. I think it's 15 years.
Yeah. Well, since 2003. It went on when we invaded Iraq.
Right. Yes.
I mean, to say that there's great programming coming from affiliates is an understatement. I mean, AudioPort is full of incredible content. And like I said, I'm always happy to help somebody navigate the website if they're interested. There is a directory. And if you go to PacificaNetwork.org and you click on Programs and then AudioPort, you'll see that there's a page describing AudioPort, and there's a link at the top that says AudioPort Directory. And it'll show you, you know, the programs that are, it's a directory of programs that are, it's not all of the programs in the website, but it's the ones that are reliably being syndicated. But there's constantly new programs showing up all the time. So, yeah, and Sprouts is a showcase program. So, basically, every week a different affiliate is showcased. And sometimes it's not an affiliate. Sometimes it's some grassroots radio group that's not even an affiliate. But most of them are affiliates. And it's a very popular show. It's one of our most highly branded shows. And it's, in terms of distribution, it comes in right under Democracy Now!, quite frankly. It's really remarkable over the years. It's become a very popular show and has a very good reputation.
Thank you.
So, it's and also, if you want to listen to it yourself, if you go to audioport.org and go on the right side, there's a blue navigation bar and there's a link that says Public Program. Sprouts is not password protected, so anybody can go and listen to it.
Thank you for that. I'll just quickly say that, yes, KFAI has found Sprouts to be an incredible resource for sharing program content, and I'm quite amazed and happy to know that it still is very highly favored.
That's great to hear. Janice, the radio station in Chicago is WLPN.
Thank you. So unless there are any other questions from the members on the call to the director, Ursula Rutenberg, we will move on to entertaining discussion around setting a regular meeting schedule.
Janice, one question. What about chair and secretary? When are we going to cover that?
That would be after setting a regular meeting schedule. The remaining items on the agenda that was approved is next up, set regular meeting schedule, followed by election of committee officers, and then next action items, and then adjournment.
Okay.
Okay.
I do have a question before we that needs to be discussed in regard to the meeting. I did get a text from Robert Raven that said that he couldn't get on the call tonight until 9:30. So it sounds to me like Monday nights is not a good night for Robert Raven, but maybe he will tell us later. I don't know whether he was one of those people that requested on Monday nights, but I would like to at least have our affiliate director on these calls if he wants to be.
Okay, thank you, Teresa. So let's now move to the discussion.
This is Chandra. Is this going to be a regular meeting night? Because every other...
No, that's not me. We're going to that now, Chandra. That's the next agenda item.
Okay.
So your timing is perfect. I believe you are setting forth information that indicates that this is not a convenient night for you for this to be our regular meeting schedule. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I'd like to ask if it's plausible for us to continue in a tradition where we were meeting on Thursday nights, often in the last and within recent years, not as successfully due to the plethora of PNB emergency meetings on the third Thursday of the month. So I'd like to ask if it's possible to continue on a Thursday night, and if so, if the second or fourth Thursday are open.
Madam Chair?
Yes, the gentleman whose voice I'm not
Campbell.
Readily. Okay, Campbell, and then Teresa.
Yes.
Okay.
I was just going to suggest that maybe the fourth Thursday would be a good time so that it's subsequent to, for maybe a significant PNB meeting, and we would be able to have the information from that PNB meeting rather than, you know, if it's like prior to a PNB meeting, there may be a number of questions that, would be left on the table because we wouldn't conclusively have feedback from the PNB in that regard.
Okay, thank you. That's useful. Then Teresa?
I'm not opposed to the fourth. I'm thinking that the archives just took second Saturdays, and am I correct in thinking that the PNB is meeting the first and the third Thursday?
That has been the tradition, though I will admit the board has not voted on regular meeting dates at meetings that I've been on. I'm 90% sure that action hasn't been taken, and I think you were trying to say that the Pacific Radio Archives are now meeting on the first.
Can somebody look at KPFTX? Because I know the PNB is meeting on July the 9th, and that is the second Thursday.
They are. So I'm on the website now. They're meeting on the July 2nd as a special meeting. It is not a regular meeting. And it is for the purpose of strategic planning. And so that should not commonly be taking place. So it is the first Thursday of the month.
Okay, so there is no meeting scheduled for the 9th of July?
Let me check the schedule.
Yes, July 9th is the PMB. It's a schedule July 9th.
Okay, and so that is not noted as a special meeting, but
that's,
I have
that's probably
no
the
way
regular it, meeting.
It's well on the website. It does say it's a special meeting.
On the 9th?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
And
all right.
Yes.
So we have meetings on the 2nd and the 9th. What about at the 15th?
At this juncture, yes. And so if we went forward with the possibility of meeting on the fourth Thursday of the month, and this month that would be July the 23rd, and if we move ahead, we could reference it and have that on the site so that we could begin a regular process of meeting, since we've already gone through, we're half year in and just getting started.
Question. Well, we would have to do something different in November and December.
Well,
the fourth Thursday in November, we'll just have to adjust for that.
Okay.
Pass one on turkey.
Yeah, we could hear each other eating or something really unique that happens only in radio. But getting back to the real business at hand, are there any objections?
Could we discuss the time? I want to discuss the time, too.
Okay, I'm getting there, Teresa.
Okay. Okay.
Are there any objections for those who are currently on the call? And based on what we've been able to report by looking at the PNB website for establishing the third Thursday of the month as our regular meeting date?
No, fourth.
No, fourth.
Fourth
Thursday.
Sorry, the fourth Thursday.
Without objection.
No objection, then I'll note that in the minutes, and we'll get a schedule to Otis for posting. And
Teresa,
then the meeting time, Teresa, you had a point that you'd like to make.
Well, I think that it's a problem for Robert Rabin to meet. If we meet at 8:30 Eastern, if he doesn't start the meeting until 9:30 at night. And I'm wondering if we, I mean, I know for the Archives Committee, nobody had any objections on the West Coast. And one reason we were pushing is the people on the West Coast wanted a later meeting. I was wondering if we could possibly schedule it for 7:30 Eastern, which would be 4:30
others on the call.
Yes, it's too early for me. I really just...
That would be 5:30 Central. No, 6:30 Central.
Exactly.
6:30 Central is not okay?
No, not for me. I mean, you know, that is one of the problems. It's too early for me. I mean, I cannot...
Well, Adriana?
Teresa, could I also make a comment, please?
Yeah.
I know that there are not that many representatives in the central time zone. I like the possibility of being able to attend this meeting and still work on Thursday night as a KFI reporter at varying events. When it's hosted at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, that's the start of the majority of the kinds of activities that I cover as a reporter, and that's going to present a challenge for me. I certainly know I'm only one member, and so maybe there's a need to try to reach a halfway mark and potentially look at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, which gives a half an hour for both time zones to potentially still fully participate and not potentially meet a number of meetings due to other assignments.
Adriana, there is another Teresa for the stack after Adriana.
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, I think that would be, I don't know how he did with other committees. Why don't we make a poll? You know, we can answer to each other and write to each other, you know, by mail and arrange this. I don't know.
Well, I don't understand.
That today we don't have the amount of members that, you know. Sure.
Well, I recognize that, Adriana, but however, we need to set the schedule in order to post it following tonight's meeting. Otherwise, we won't have a placeholder.
No. I'm sorry, Dennis. I understand that part. That's what I'm saying. It normally was safer for us if we don't change dramatically or, you know, the disponibility of people, because that is one of the problems, you know. When you change the schedule that we have during years, you know, people make commitments and then, you know, suddenly things change. I don't know.
Okay.
I'd like to say something.
Yes, Teresa, and then I'd like to be on the back after others who may be wanting to chime in on this. So, Teresa?
People signed up for the affiliate task force 3 months ago. It was done at our local station board, and you didn't join the task force until last week, and neither did Nancy Saibar and Aritomi. So this really hasn't even gone through our local board. Maria Elena Castellanos signed up for it, and I signed up for it, and Jim Kraska signed up for it. That's why you were not receiving notices until you mentioned it at the archive meeting last week. And actually, I didn't even really understand. I thought you wanted on the archives, and
you're
already on the archives.
I mean, you're talking to me, Teresa? Teresa, you're talking to me? Well, you have the information wrong, because we signed, the directors, we signed before. What we did in the LSB meeting is the people that were not PMB directors. Okay, then you have that issue wrong. That's why I corrected at that time.
Well, I called Janet Coburn and asked her, because we had several stations that were not represented, and I called Janet Coburn, and she didn't give me that information.
I did that, and I sent that list to everybody before, okay? Even if you don't
remember. I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm confused too,
and I don't want us to get bogged down in this. I do want to also just ask Ursula.
John Beck.
Hi, John.
I'm sorry. Hi, John. I do want to ask Ursula, because it is relatively important that she be able to attend the meeting, and so I think it's more than polite to ask her what time is most convenient for you to attend, Ursula, on the fourth Thursday of each month.
Fourth Thursday of each month is okay with me, and because I'm in the middle of the country, I can go either way. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, I recognize, Adriana, your comment very well about people signing up with a sense, what I'll call a sense of tradition based on times that people have met in the past. But I would also recognize that because times do change and new members come in, old members drop out, it is important to be relevant to those who are going to serve throughout the year, and to have the recognition that we need to accommodate as many as possible who are serving now, rather than being linked to time frames that have happened in previous years. So that's where we stand at this juncture. I would think it's also relatively important, since there are two affiliate representatives, myself and Robert Raven, that we try to also accommodate his schedule as much as possible, since he is responsible for reporting back to the board and his affiliate station on behalf of PNB. And he has indicated that the meeting time of 8:30 Eastern Standard Time does not allow him to participate in the meeting until we're 1 hour into the meeting.
Point of information.
Yes.
This is Serene. What time is being discussed?
Thank you, Serene. We're at the juncture of having gotten general acceptance of meeting the fourth Thursday of each month. I think you must be on a train because I hear the signal. And there was a suggestion for 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, and that's where the discussion currently lies, and that's the point of reference that I'm making about Robert Raven, who's not on the call tonight.
I'd like to get on the chat, please.
Okay.
Campbell,
the time is not convenient. Serene, does that answer your question?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, Serene. I said, does that answer your question?
Yes, and I'd like to get on the staff, please.
Okay, well, it's hard to know when you're muted or not, so that's why I was having a little challenge.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I said I'd like to get on the staff before I muted, but okay.
I couldn't. Sometimes, Serene, you have to please allow people a chance to get into the rhythm of a person's voice to be fully aware, especially since up until 30 seconds ago, I wasn't aware that you were on the call. And we have asked a couple of times if members have joined in. So my apologies. I've heard you on the stack, and then I've heard Campbell on the stack. And it is 8:27 Central Time. And so we didn't set us a certain time for tonight. It's typically 90 minutes. And so I just want to make that aware to those who are listening on the stream. Serene, your comment?
Okay. So a couple of things. I mean, the PNB has not made a rule, but, you know, we could bring it to the PNB if a rule turns out to be required. I know certainly that for Robert Rabin, the... that, you know, before the time changes, when the time changes back in November, it'll be a problem because he'll be an hour ahead of Eastern time, which is the time used for the meetings. But I understood that during these summer months, well, you know, essentially from March or whenever they did the last time change until they make the next one in November, that there wasn't a problem. So I'm not quite sure when your conversation with him occurred. But... I do not know that any particular, I object. I work until 8 o'clock, so essentially starting a meeting at 7:30 is going to be a problem for me at every meeting, and I would object to such a time. And obviously things change and people change, but the PNB generally begins its meetings after at 5:30 Pacific time, so as to accommodate people who have to work 9 to 5, because there are some people on the boards who do have to work.
Yeah.
So I would object very strongly to a meeting beginning at 7:30 Eastern.
Okay. Thank you, Serene. Then Campbell?
Thank you very much. I think that 8 o'clock probably would work out best. I know that previously, even when I was vice chair, we began at 8 o'clock, and I had a conflict at that time on the first Thursdays. But, I think that the 8 o'clock time frame would allow folks to engage other challenges that they may have, certainly of an economic nature, and in terms of responsibilities, I think that that gives us an opportunity where it isn't too late in the evening for some people on the West Coast, and it's not too early for those of us on the East Coast, and it's also a time that the task force has met on a continuing basis 8 o'clock. So I think that 8 o'clock would probably be splitting it such that we could get the greatest participation.
Okay, and just so that, excuse me, may I follow up just a second before the next person that's on the stack? Just for the sake of the minutes, Campbell, you're suggesting 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Is there someone else asking to be on the
stack? Well, Eastern Standard or Daylight, since we, as we change.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Adriana, and then if there, if we could bring this to a close soon, that'd be great. Adriana.
Yes, I was thinking that we can post the minutes. We can change the time, but I think that it's always better that the spending, the amount of stuff
that's coming in. Adriana, you're not
hear you.
I can't hear you clearly.
I can't understand.
Yeah, that is normal. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Thank you.
I can hear you fine.
Thank you.
I can hear you, but I can't understand you.
Yeah, well, that is a problem that we have, Teresa. Somebody, I can translate that later on for you. What I'm saying is, instead of spending all the time that we are spending discussing the time, we can make a poll among us by email, and we can post just the dates and then change the time. That is not a problem at all.
Okay, Adriana, that's a good suggestion. I'm willing to add that in the minutes and to send it to those who are listed, and we can go from there, because this often happens at committee levels where we spend an inordinate amount of time, in my opinion, trying to come to conclusion about a time frame when we really could do a meeting wizard or a doodle calendar rather than going back and forth via emails and trying to track every member's response. So I'll make a note here, and until we have a permanent process for elected officers, I'll volunteer to do one of those two options for coming up with a time. And at this juncture, we will notice the meeting for the fourth Thursday in July, and we will notice it at this point at 8 p.m. EDT, with the opportunity to potentially have Robert join and Serene also join, albeit slightly late, until we know what a permanent time is best for all of those to participate. The next agenda item is... I'm sorry?
Serene, with a point of information, please.
Yes, Serene.
Has there been discussion of membership of the task force?
That was not on the proposed agenda that was approved by the task force at today's meeting. And at this time, given that we have less than 30 minutes to conclude our business, I would find it challenging to add that as an agenda item at this time.
I would request that we add it for 5 minutes.
Is there an objection to adding?
I think we ought to discuss it at the next meeting.
I think you ought to ask for the stat.
Excuse me. Let's please be polite to each other.
All the way around.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping to achieve. It's 8:34 p.m. We have two agenda items remaining, and I would propose...
John, to the stack, please.
Yes, just a second. I would propose a happy medium if we could go through those two agenda items, see where we are at that juncture, and if we want to extend the meeting time to add an agenda item. I think that might be an appropriate compromise.
Okay.
Was that you? Someone asked to be recognized. I think it was
yes,
Campbell.
Yes, John?
Yeah, John, yes. Thank you.
I think that you sent the agenda out with plenty of notice that it makes perfect sense to have this meeting conclude with the points that were agreed upon. If anyone wanted to add to the agenda, there were ample opportunities, not only earlier in this meeting when the meeting began, but also when everything was sent out. So in respect for everyone's time, I would say we should definitely vote to have the discussion at the next meeting so it can be properly agendized and properly noticed. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to move ahead with...
I'm sorry.
Are there...
This is Serene.
Just a minute, Serene. Are there any other... So there's been a request to add an agenda item. There's been a note from an existing current committee member to move ahead with the agenda as presented. Are there...
Ouch, who is that?
Gosh, that's loud.
Point of order.
Yes, Serene.
It's normal when someone makes a motion that they're allowed to explain. They're allowed to motivate their motion before other people are allowed to shoot it down.
I think that is a process that's part of Robert's rules, Serene, and I certainly have not been as involved as you. I think we've also done the affiliate task force meeting with a mixing of systems that allows for there to be less rigor and more commonality across the people who are at the meeting. And while we're spending time on this, we're reducing the amount of time at which we could effectively get to the two agenda items, and if there's still time, we could address a discussion about the...
All right, but Janice, excuse me. That is not a decision.
Serene, you're...
No, I don't need to be lectured. I asked for the floor. I made a motion,
parliamentary
and I should be entitled to explain why I
think
it's
of parliamentary procedure. This motion has not been seconded,
I don't
and
know who
discussion
is speaking.
Is inappropriate.
Have you been recognized? Because the second
but
is not...
You were not recognized when
motion.
You interrupted me.
Who cares?
Who is this man who is speaking?
The motion was not seconded and therefore is not on the floor.
Who's
so let's proceed with our meeting.
Excuse me, Serene. I was speaking and I've given everyone an opportunity to speak fully. You had a point of order. You were heard. I was responding. You broke into my sentence, and I think beyond
no,
Robert's
rules... you weren't
rules,
responding. You were lecturing, and you're doing it still.
But you're still interrupting me, Serene. And
you
I
don't
did
have
not,
the floor, Janice, simply because you're cheered doesn't mean... No, just
you.
Because you're cheering doesn't mean you intercede after everyone speaks. Cheers put
you,
themselves on the stack.
Serene,
point of order. This discussion is
you.
Out of order.
For your observation, and this has certainly been an opportunity for us to move ahead. It is 8:39 p.m. Is there an additional support for interjecting a discussion regarding the membership of the affiliate task force in
explain
today's
what is
agenda
your objection
item?
To allowing me to speak on the matter?
Because
since I raised
not
the subject, you've allowed three people to speak.
Because you've not
then
been
suggest,
recognized.
Then
me.
I suggest you recognize me, because whether you call it Robert's Rules or good manners or decency or common sense, if I bring a suggestion, I should be allowed to say why I think it warrants.
Point of order, the motion has not been seconded, is not on the floor.
And the person who is speaking is not recognized. And they're obviously uninformed because they don't even know that you don't need a second in committee.
Yes, Madam Chair, I just wanted to point Campbell that you don't need a second in committee to put
yes,
a motion on the floor.
I do recognize that, Campbell. Thank you. And I'd
okay.
like to also recognize that up to this point, we have been moving ahead and we've lost 8 minutes just in going back and forth and interrupting each other.
Because you refused to allow me to explain before
you
allowed
were not
others
recognized
to opine. That's right.
Diana, put
have, right. Neither was Teresa, neither is the man who has now interrupted us three times or four times. But you
thank
still
you,
can't
Serene.
Bring yourself to let me say why I think it's important. Carry on.
Thank you, Serene, because the chair can ask that subjects be held in abeyance. That is,
no,
I
the chair
that
cannot.
Is.
The body decides.
So let me move forward and ask the body, as we've set an agenda for which everyone
Adriana?
Approved. Yes, Adriana.
Yes.
Do you have a point of order? Are we moving forward?
I have a point of order, or I don't know if maybe it's a point of information. What I don't understand, I'm hearing people jumping into the conversation without having the floor, and I don't even know who those people are. In order to have a civilized conversation, I believe that the chair gives the floor, and nobody else can interrupt and say their ideas without being recognized. And please, in order for us to know who's speaking, can we state at the beginning who is speaking? Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. I believe your point's well taken, particularly with regard to being recognized at all times. I believe the person who was speaking was John Crumshaw, and I believe we're at the juncture where it's 8:42. Shireen, I will ask you give you 90 seconds to motivate your motion. We will then vote on the motion and continue with the agenda. And your 90 seconds starts now.
Very gracious of you. There are a number of people on that list who have never attended even one meeting of any affiliates task force over the course of years. There are others who have not been on this year. There are others this first meeting this year. There are others who were not on last year. So before we bother to conduct a poll, we had a poll for this meeting at which
you're motivating your motion to add an agenda item, which is the discussion of the composition of the committee task force, and so I don't want you to lose time that's not related to your motion.
I don't know what you're talking about. May I speak?
You asked to motivate your motion of adding an agenda item at today's meeting with regard to the composition of the affiliate task
force. The word I used was membership. And I'm referring to the KPFTX list, which is how meeting notices are distributed, which is how we conduct our polls, using that list of names. The list of names is completely outdated. There are people there who have never, ever...
Excuse me, someone,
I don't know
please.
Which one of you children is doing that, but please stop.
Serene, so your motion is not quite understood by what you're referencing now. When you ask that we add an agenda item with reference to the membership of the task force, I took that to mean the composition of the task force. Could you please...
If you let me speak, you wouldn't have been confused.
I am letting you speak, Serene. Let's not get into semantics. Could you please speak to the motion that you've made? And you've had 25 seconds of speaking.
Okay. I will repeat what I said. I asked for a discussion, a 5-minute discussion. We've now been on this topic for 10 or more. A 5-minute discussion of the membership of the committee. We talked just now about conducting a poll. The membership list is problematic. I have written to you as an affiliate director about the problems with the list. We conducted a poll in order to get this meeting date, at which 8:30 was agreed, but for some reason that's now up in the air again. And there are people who responded who don't come to meetings, and there are people who didn't respond, who never respond, who've never been to even one affiliates committee. So we're going to go out now and conduct a poll of what, 10 or however many people are on the list, 15, I'm not online, and we're going to actually wait for responses from people who are not going to respond. We need to address the membership of the list as it shows up right now on our official website. And that's why I asked for the agenda item.
Thank you, Serene. Are there others who wish
Campbell
to
for
speak
snack.
To... and Campbell, if you're speaking, it is to the... proposed motion, and it is now 8:45 p.m., and we're to conclude in 15 minutes, unless something else happens.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Who's streaming
the call? You've not been recognized, Shireen.
Okay, point of personal privilege. Someone keeps pressing buttons. Are you not hearing it?
Yes, but that is someone muting themselves, Shireen, and for whatever reason.
No, it's not. No, it's not, and the tech can figure out who it is.
I don't want to go through this. Campbell, you've been recognized.
Right.
Would you please take the floor?
Thank you. Madam Chair, when I was vice chair of the affiliates task force, one thing that we had to determine, and this was subsequent to a period of some disagreement and issues amongst certain folk, but one thing we had determined is that the affiliates task force would be an open body that we would welcome, certainly on the calls, you know, whomever may attend. I don't know what criteria at all was established, because in some instances, some of the affiliates, some people representing affiliates themselves, I don't know why, but had indicated an interest in participating in meetings, and we felt that that would be all for the good. So, you know, this was this was what took place in my view. Now, subsequent to my services as a vice chair, there may have been some determination made, hard and fast, of eligibility or criteria for membership or something of that sort, that I'm not aware of, and if that has been the case, then perhaps it would be useful for someone to review minutes and, to come out with an expression regarding that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Campbell. It is now at 8:48. There's a motion on the floor. We've heard Serena's motion for moving this item forward. We've heard from Campbell Johnson. I'd like to take a vote on the motion of adding an agenda item regarding the membership list and the items well stated by Shireen, requiring that they not be restated. All those in favor of the motion to add an agenda item to today's proposed meeting agenda, I'll call the roll, and you can signify by saying yes or no. Teresa Allen, the yes or no to the proposed motion. Sorry, to the stated motion. Teresa Allen. We'll come back to Teresa. Nancy.
Alan says no.
Okay, thank you. To Nancy.
Nancy says yes.
Thank you, Nancy. To John.
John says no.
Okay. To Ursula.
I don't know if I have a vote, but I wouldn't vote no. And I'm happy to submit the definitions as they exist.
Okay, thank you. Campbell?
I'll vote yes.
Okay. Sandra?
I vote no.
Okay, Sandra votes no. Adriana?
I vote yes.
Adriana votes yes. Akane?
You know, my apologies. I had to pay attention to something for a moment, so I'm not sure what this is about.
This is a motion that's been brought forth to add an agenda item to tonight's meeting regarding the composition / membership list of this task force.
I see. Tonight? No, I can't do tonight. Tonight, no.
Thank you. And Robert, are there others on? And Shireen, your vote?
Well, Shireen might like to vote. And I didn't
say
composition.
I'm asking for your vote.
Okay, and to correct, please correct yourself. I didn't say composition, which is a very different issue.
Okay, thank you, Shireen. What is your vote? We're taking the vote now.
I'm trying to get there. And my vote is yes.
Thank you. The current vote is 5 no's and 3 yeses. So the motion fails.
That's incorrect, but okay.
Thank you. The next
Madam Chair, may I include a point of order, I guess?
Yes, Teresa, what is it?
I would like to say that you did include Nancy Saibara Naratomi in that vote as if she is a member of this committee, but this is the first time she's shown up to the meeting, and she was not approved by the local station board. So
I'm sorry.
That needs to be called to our attention. Thank you.
Point of order, please.
Thank you, Nancy. Yes, Serene, what's the point of order?
Okay, it's the first time anyone's shown up. It's the first meeting of the year. That's number one. And number two, it's a task force. So there's no restriction on the number of people that can come from any station.
Right.
It does not require approval.
Thank you so much, Shireen. The next agenda item is the election of committee officers. And as this is the first meeting of the affiliate task force, this is noted on the agenda with the suggestion that we make task force members aware of adding the election of officers to the next agenda meeting so that there is sufficient time, sufficient notice, and the interest of all those who'd like to serve would be issued and have sufficient time to think about it and throw his or her hat in the ring, so to speak.
So moved.
Okay, thank you. And the task force process, there's no need for a second, and so we will add that to the next meeting agenda. The next item are action items for the affiliate task force. For those who may be new to this process, in the period of time upon which I've been serving, we, as a task force, have developed a list of action items that we'd like to achieve in a calendar year, and now is the time to make some suggestions for what those might be. So the floor is open.
Alan for the STAC.
Yes, Teresa.
I would just like to remind people that we're asking that by the next meeting that task force members make a list of maybe suggestions for how the task force can raise money, because our budget is only through unless Ursula solicits or someone else solicits donations, or the small amount that was raised through Otis McClay, our technician, our main amount of money that we get are through our clients. So I would like task members to, before our next meeting, to make a list of possible sources of funds for the task force. And also I'd like them to make a list of additional services that you think that Pacifica can offer to the affiliate.
Thank you. Any other suggestions for action items?
Point of clarification, Madam Chair?
Yes, please.
Yes. Funding that is done that comes into Pacifica, there's an allocation to the affiliates task force, and I think that the expression of putting together a list of funds, ways in which funds can be raised for the task force, there are two components. There's one that may be directly for a task force member or members. Secondly, there's Pacifica, and I think that since we're meeting under the auspices of Pacifica, that any funds that are raised do come to Pacifica and are, you know, thereupon allocated as determined by the budgeting process in Pacifica.
Thank you, Campbell. I'll just ask quickly, Teresa, was that the intent of your comment for the use of the affiliates program as opposed to for the use of the task force?
Well, I think that Archives, for example, was asked to come up with ideas of additionally coming up with money or to cut their budget. And I think that we should, one of the more recent items that came up that would have a source of income was the underwriting project that pilot that Ursula brought and we had a special meeting on. So if we decline to have that source of income and we know that we need money to, for example, update audio ports, then we ought to look for additional sources of income. Maybe
okay.
We should have a fundraiser on our station. I don't know, but we'll come up with some ideas.
Okay, thank you, Teresa. So to answer the question that I had, you are noting an action item for fundraising funds that would be designated for use by the affiliate program as administered by Pacifica and not to be used by the task force itself. I think that clarifies.
Right, when we could put it in our budget.
Yes.
We could specifically put it in our budget as income. Thank you.
I wanted to reiterate my original suggestion because Unkine has joined us since the time that I made it, and that is that we should look for programs that we could recommend to the program directors at our various stations that come from the affiliates, and not just sprouts, but additional programs that could be adopted or at least presented. And I would like to make that recommendation again.
Thank you. I've added that to the minutes. It's 8:58. Are there other action items?
Alan to the staff?
Alan to the staff.
I move that we adjourn. I move we adjourn.
Okay. Thank you. As I've been reminded, there's no need for a second on a motion.
If it goes without objection.
Okay. So there's not been an objection to our adjournment. I thank everyone who's been on the call and those who've been listening, and I will post
Janice,
the minutes.
Janice, can we nominate you for sainthood in chairing a meeting?
I appreciate that sentiment, but I've also been at meetings where I like to try to keep the cynicism and what may be perceived as lack of decorum for all members to a minimum. So thank you, but I'm also going to say no thank you. Our meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.